Yeah.
It's true that in the learning, he sort of separates between sort of the, like, might take the form aggregate that, like, there's the form aggregate, which is just sort of whatever form it is, the clinging aggregate, which seemed like the only real descriptive difference given the sutta was that it was clingable.
Right.
Not necessarily that it was being clung to.
Right.
So then.
Yeah, to me that's kind of, because anything's clingable. And I thought it was a bit unfortunate in terms of translation, but I read it as it's done. So that, but it's clingable because of attachment. So that otherwise it's just form. So I think it's sort of maybe, you know, in one sense, you know, sort of, yeah, anything is clingable. But yeah, the reason why it's clingable is because of the action of the accompanied with the mental asava, the function of different types of upadana. Yeah, so it's. It may seem like it's splitting hairs, but it's a big difference in the sense that there is a sutta where in this Khanda Samyutta somewhere, I haven't got to it yet, but there's where the Buddha talks about these five khandas, and then but through knowledge and understanding and relinquishment of clinging, then these five khandhas are for one's benefit and welfare for a long time. So it's not that they're seen per se as a disaster, but it's because they are a basis of attachment, and therefore are kind of rife with attachment and clinging, then it's problematic that.